Ezechiel. Chapter 47. Afterward he brought me again unto the door of the house, and, behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the front of the house faced toward the east, and the waters came down from under the right side of the house, at the south side of the altar. Then he brought me out by way of the north gate, and led me around the way outside to the outer gate by the way that faces eastward, and, behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters, the waters were up to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000, and brought me through the waters were to the knees. Again he measured 1,000, and brought me through, the waters were to the waist. Afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me, and caused me to return to the bank of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then he said unto me, These waters issue out toward the east country, and go down into the desert, and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters of the sea shall be healed. And it shall come to pass, that everything that lives, which moves, wherever the rivers shall come, shall live, and there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come there, for they shall be healed, and everything shall live where the river comes. And it shall come to pass, that the fishermen shall stand upon it from Engedi even unto Eglaim, there shall be a place to spread forth nets, their fish shall be the same kinds as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many. But its swamps and its marshes shall not be healed, they shall be given over to salt. And by the river upon its bank, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for food, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall its fruit be consumed, it shall bring forth new fruit according to its months, because the waters flowed out of the sanctuary, and its fruit shall be for food, and its leaf for medicine. Thus says the Lord God, This shall be the borders, by which you shall inherit the land according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph shall have 2 portions. And you shall inherit it, one as well as another, concerning which I lifted up my hand to give it unto your fathers, and this land shall fall unto you for inheritance. And this shall be the border of the land toward the north side, from the great sea, the road to Hethlon, as men go to Zedad. Hamath, Barathel, Sibraim, which is between the border of Damascus and the border of Hamath, Hazar Hadikon, which is on the border of Horon. And the border from the sea shall be to Hazar Enon, the border of Damascus, and the north northward, and the border of Hamath. And this is the north side. And the east side you shall measure from Horon, and from Damascus, and from Gilead, and from the land of Israel by the Jordan, from the border unto the east sea. And this is the east side. And the south side southward, from Tamar even to the waters of Strife and Kadesh, the river to the great sea. And this is the south side southward. The west side also shall be the great sea from the border, till one comes opposite Hamath. This is the west side. So shall you divide this land unto you according to the tribes of Israel. And it shall come to pass, that you shall divide it by lot for an inheritance unto you, and to the strangers that sojourn among you, who shall bear children among you, and they shall be unto you as if born in the country among the children of Israel, they shall have inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. And it shall come to pass, that in whatever tribe the stranger sojourns, there shall you give him his inheritance, says the Lord God.